Acts chapter 6.
More and more people were becoming followers of Jesus. But during this same time, the Greek-speaking Jewish followers had an argument with the Aramaic-speaking followers. They claimed that their widows were not getting their share of the things which the widows received each day. The 12 apostles called the whole group of followers together. They said to them, "It is wrong for us to quit teaching God's message to serve tables instead. So, brothers, pick out 7 of your own men. They must be known to be full of wisdom and full of the Spirit. We will confirm them to be over this work. Then we will use all of our time to pray and to teach the message of God." The whole group liked this idea, so they chose these men: Stephen, a man of great faith and full of the Holy Spirit; Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a man from Antioch who had become a Jew. Then they put these men before the apostles, who prayed and placed their hands on them. God's message was influencing more and more people. The group of believers in Jerusalem became larger and larger. Even many of the Jewish priests were obedient to the faith. Since Stephen was full of God's favor and power, he was working miracles among the people to show great proofs from God. But some Jews stood up and argued with Stephen. They were from a synagogue called a Synagogue for Freed Men. This synagogue was also for Jews from the cities of Cyrene and Alexandria. Jews from Cilicia and Asia were with them. They all came and argued with Stephen. But the Spirit was helping Stephen speak with wisdom. His words were so powerful that the Jews could not argue with him. So they secretly paid some men to say, "We heard Stephen say some evil things against Moses and against God." In this way, they stirred up the people, the Jewish elders and the teachers of the law. They became so angry that they came and grabbed Stephen. Then they took him to the Jewish council. They brought some men into the meeting. These men were told to tell lies about Stephen. The men said, "This man always says things against this holy place and against the law of Moses. We heard him say that Jesus from Nazareth will destroy this place. He also said that Jesus will change the customs which Moses passed down to us." Everyone in the Jewish council stared at Stephen. They saw that his face looked like the face of an angel.